episode 1673, To Have and to Hold.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How is your weekend going so far? We've had a little rain, but a lot of sunshine, and guess what? It's time just to chill out and focus on your relationship. Oh yes, the love of your life. It's Relationship Builders, To Have and to Hold. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the lifetime commitment to have and to hold from this day forward is a vow of unending love. However, how much of this vow stays true when life isn't always what's expected? It's easy to get wrapped up in what the world says is right. Can you even remember the vows in your wedding? Some people write them. Others use a more traditional approach. What was it for you? Well, yesterday I was quickly reminded of that pure bliss while sitting in the DMV of all places. Oh yes, driver's license. Who wants to be there anyway? Well, it was time to get a driver's permit for our youngest and an intermediate license for our next to youngest. So we were there a very long time, but that's for a whole nother episode. And so when I had these hours, and I'm not stretching that out, literally hours to watch this sweet couple, they just had young love written all over their faces. The groom said with a great big grin, "Today you get to change your name officially." It was the cutest thing ever. He had this little goatee and he was just all infatuated with his new bride. And the bride was so giddy, she couldn't help but lean in for a kiss as she tucked away the paperwork showing their marriage. It was official. They were one. Together, she now gets to change her name. Well, the whole time together, their focus was on each other. Much was going on around them. And when I say a lot, I mean much, a lot, you name it. We lost power for, I don't know, probably about 40 minutes or so by the time all was said and done. There were a lot of people in this place, because there's only two places you can get your driver's license in our county. And so it was jammed packed and everything was going on, hustling and bustling and moving and grooving. And you had three or four monitors going on and announcements being made. That's when we had power. When we didn't have power, you just heard like, oh my gosh, we're going to be here much longer, which we were. But as you can tell, there were distractions all around. Their eyes, though, their conversation were held close to each other's hearts. It was a beautiful thing. In those minutes of watching young love blossom before me, I was quickly reminded how fragile our relationships are. At one minute, we are consumed with all of our love. We can't take our eyes off each other, but the next can lead us down the path of distractions and disappointments, most of which is the difference of being wrapped up in the world or wrapped up in each other. If you want your marriage to sizzle for years, you have to wrap yourself up in each other. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Wrap yourself in each other. It's not always about what everybody else is saying, but what are you saying to each other? Your eyes can't wander side to side and be distracted by what the world is offering. When you're together, you need to be together, consumed by the love for your spouse. I know I get distracted. My world is distracting because I have five children. And even when all five of them are not in the house right now, we have four of the five in the house. It is fantastic. But I also know that because of all the hustle and bustle and the busyness and school now about to start in 2 days, oh my goodness, there are so many things happening, so many parts of the wheel moving, that sometimes I forget my husband is in the same room. And I don't mean to, it just happens. We get super busy, and even in the privacy of our homes, we take our spouse for granted. We assume he's just gonna be there. We assume she's always gonna be around. When you call out her name, there she'll be. When you yell for him, he will come running. However, if we don't wrap ourselves up in each other, it makes it easier to grow apart as the years pass. So how can you be contained and consumed by each other and wrap yourself in each other? Well, number one, keep your love focused. Don't get distracted by the noise of this world. That can be so much. Think about it. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. I don't know how many other things are out there. There are thousands of apps. We are always on our electronics. In fact, earlier, when I was recording this episode, we didn't have the internet. Oh my gosh, you thought the world was going to come to an end. My son came out and said, "Mom, how do you know if it's just your house or if there's something wrong with the main line?" And so I had to go through all of that. Well, we found out there was something wrong with the main line. It was being worked on, so it wasn't just us, which we tend to have difficulty here. That's for another episode. But regardless, right? It was just one thing after another, and it's a distraction. My husband gets distracted. He plays his games. I love it, but I'm like, I'm right here in the room. Can we have a conversation? And yes, we have a conversation. And I know for him, it's a stress reliever. And I get that. But it's important to know at times that we've got to come together and you got to keep your love focused. If not, what's happening? Your love is going to be consumed by everything else in the world and not that of your spouse. Number two, keep your love fresh. Oh yeah, you got to be fresh. Make time for just the two of us. Okay, I could sing, but I'm not going to. And yeah, I know that's an old song, but it's just the two of us. You got to go out once in a while, just the two of you. Take a walk. You don't have to spend money. Everybody questions and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't have that in my budget. You can do hundreds of things together without spending a dime. Okay, maybe if you have to drive to that location or an area, technically you're spending money, but go to a place that you can walk to. Go sit outside and watch the sunset. Go to the park. Yeah, it may be hot a little bit, but that's okay. Just the two of us. Maybe it can be a little fresher after that walk, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. Keep your love fresh. Have fun. Enjoy each other's company. Wrap yourself up in each other. And finally, number three, keep your love young. Always learn something new about your spouse, at least weekly. Now, I would love to challenge you daily, but we're going to be realistic here. I mean, come on. It is Create Your Now, and you're very busy. It's hard to be 100 times in and focused on your spouse because there's so much happening. So at least say, okay, I'm going to commit that I'm going to learn one new thing about my spouse every single week. Do you know by the end of the year, a full year, that's 52 brand new things you've learned about your spouse? It may be a new story from her growing up. It may be a childhood experience that you had never heard about that he didn't really express for whatever reason, doesn't matter. But now you see a different side of him. Keep your love young. Learn something new about your spouse. To have and to hold from this day forward is a beautiful commitment. But as we know, love is an action verb, which requires us to take work. It requires us to take aim. Are you doing that in your marriage? It's just a reminder. That's why we're here at Create Your Now. It's a reminder that our marriages take work. If we want to have love that sizzles, if we want to have each other through the good, the bad, the ugly, the ups and downs, if we want our vows to stay alive and they don't just die after the honeymoon phase of our marriage, we've got to put the work in. Are you doing that today? Are you really focusing on it and saying, you know what, hun, I haven't told you lately, but you mean the world to me. Yeah, you get under my skin sometimes, and I know I make you mad, but I just want you to know I love you. You know, when you wrap yourself up in each other, even if it's just for one solid minute, that one solid minute can change your marriage. But you have to be willing to take a chance. You see, you took a chance early on dating, but now that you got it all hitched up and you don't have to worry about anything, we tend to take each other for granted. Don't take your spouse for granted. Experience pure bliss of love once again, just as if you were sitting in that DMV ready to make yourself official, carrying his name. How cool is that? In fact, when I was sitting there thinking about that and watching this sweet couple, I was like, I know I changed my name, but I don't remember how I went about it. I don't remember sitting and standing in line, waiting my turn and taking the marriage license. I know I had to do it, had to change it on my Social Security card, all the stuff that you have to go through, making it all official. And I did it because I have all that paperwork now. But we tend to forget that little stuff that makes it all what? Oh yeah, we are one. We made a commitment to each other. Let's continue that beautiful commitment, but it's going to require you to take aim. If you're one who's saying, I want to take aim, but I'm really not sure what it looks like in my marriage right now because my marriage is kind of rocky. It's there. It's not falling apart yet, but I'm tired of these ups and downs. I want to have more ups than downs. I would love to come beside you and join you in your journey. Let's build your marriage and build a stronger foundation. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E. No, you don't have to spend any money. It's only spending your time. And I promise you, your marriage is worth it. So take the time today. It's a beautiful commitment that requires you to take aim. Click on that link. I cannot wait to hear from you. Now, as you go through your day, I want to challenge you this. How can you wrap yourself in your spouse? How can you become one with your spouse again? Maybe you have to think on this for a little bit. Maybe it's been too long. Maybe you've been in a season of your life where you've had all the little ones running around and they have consumed all your attention. I know, I get it. And you're tired. And the last thing you want to do is have to do one more thing. But that one more thing could absolutely change where your marriage is headed. So be brave today, be courageous, and really explore the question, how can I wrap myself up in my spouse? What can I do? Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.